As part of Women's History Month, Alaska Public Media brings you the voices of influential Alaskan women who have helped shape and define the social, cultural, and political discourse in Alaska. 15 women were recently inducted into the Alaska Women's Hall of Fame at a ceremony in Anchorage. Former Anchorage Assembly Chair and Hall of Fame Steering Committee member Jane Anvik tells us more about one of the inductees, resource development advocate Judy Brady.
Both Republican and Democratic governors and mayors have hired and appointed Judy to either to jobs or to boards and commissions across the state, which is an indication of the respect with which they hold her nearly 50 years of service to Alaska. Throughout Judy's career, she has displayed leadership to resolve contentious issues affecting Alaska that has resulted in changing the course of Alaska's history. After passage of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act in 1971, Judy Brady was appointed by the Secretary of the Interior as the Chief Administrative Judge of the Alaska Native Claims Appeals Board. She was the first woman to chair an Interior Land Appeals Board in the United States. Judy Brady later served as the Commissioner of Natural Resources of the state of Alaska, only the second woman to hold that position, and she ended her professional career as the first woman executive director of the Alaska Oil and Gas Association. Please help me welcome Judy Brady.
Thank you very much. I'm surrounded by family and friends and amazing memories for 50 years in Alaska. This is my 50th year. When I arrived in Fairbanks in 1963 to work for the Fairbanks News Miner, I was sorry that I had missed the battle for statehood. In the 70s, and we didn't think about it at the time, but when you think about it now, we had the great Prudhoe Bay oil discovery, the building of the Trans-Alaska Pipeline, the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act, and the passage of about 8 of the largest national conservation acts this country has ever seen in almost a 10-year period. It was amazing. Who would own the millions of acres of land in the new state of Alaska? How would these lands and resources be managed? How would the billions of dollars of oil be spent? Jane Anvik kindly said in a TV interview that I had engaged in these issues with civil discourse. Thank you. Through the years, I chaired many public meetings, and if there was civil discourse, it was very loud civil discourse. I was burned in effigy only once, but in most cases, at the end of the day, we shook hands. We did, because we always knew there was going to be a new day. And as my father said, you want enough people around to be pallbearers. I never really thought that I would be, at those times, you didn't think about being the first or the few. When I chaired the Alaska Native Claims Appeals Board, the Secretary of Interior came and used our offices for all the federal managers. And he looked around the room and he said, I'm very disappointed, I just see two minorities. And I'm looking around and Clay Antioquia, who is the head of the Bureau of Indian Affairs, goes like this and he says, Judy, they're talking about you and me. It is a new day. I'm grateful for that. And I end with this great quote that I've loved through the years. For all that has been, thanks, and for all that will be, yes. Thank you.
That was Alaska Women's Hall of Fame inductee Judy Brady. More profiles are at our website, alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Lori Townsend.